Mystery and mayhem is the theme for Collegium Cincinnati season. The mayhem begins in October with Bachfest. Artistic director Christopher Eanes is here to fill us in. Welcome back, Christopher.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
Let's start by talking about Collegium first, because Collegium is one of the newer kids on the block. So tell our listeners about the group and what it's all about.
Well, Collegium Cincinnati is a group of professional musicians, both instrumental and vocal, that come together to present works both of the Baroque and the period surrounding the Baroque and of today. We really try to bring those performances to light in unique and fun ways. We hope our audiences, even if they have been going to classical music concerts for years and years, will get something new and different or enjoy our music in a different kind of way.
And you certainly have that planned in all throughout October. Let's start with Bachfest, which is already underway. What's coming up?
Well, we have a lot of events throughout the city during the month of October, many of which are free, which we're very happy to tell you about. One of our programs, you have the opportunity to hear twice, once up in Middletown, Ohio, and once downtown at Christ Church Cathedral, and that's our Ancient Masters and New Voices program, which features two incredible musicians. One is the Collegium Cincinnati Associate Director and stupendous violinist Manami White, with our good friend and organist Christina Hahn. And they're going to be playing a lot of music from the Baroque period in duet and solo form, including, and here's our little bit of mystery, one of Heinrich Bieber's mystery sonatas. And these are really interesting pieces. They call for retuning the violin so that the notes that you play on the strings are actually quite different than what you would normally hear.
Joni Mitchell back in the Baroque.
Exactly. Lots of fun with that. We're doing a really fun event called Bach After Dark, and we're going to do live classical music trivia at Below Zero Lounge. So if you love playing bar trivia and you love classical music and you think that you can hold your own, come and join us and you can have a drink and you can either just listen or you can listen and play. And so it'll be a string quartet and a couple of singers, and you'll have the chance to show off the fact that you know the difference between the Queen of the Night and a little night music.
That sounds pretty amazing. And again, when is that?
That's on Friday, October 14th at 7 p.m. again at Below Zero Lounge, upstairs in their cabaret. Another one of our fun concerts on the program we're calling Leipzig's Got Talent. So, of course, a little play on the famous TV show that's on right now. But when Bach auditioned for the post of cantor at the St. Thomas Church in Leipzig in 1722, he had a lot of competition, and so we're going to bring that competition back to life. We're going to perform three works, in fact, the works that would have been heard at the auditions by three of the people who auditioned for this post. So there are going to be two mysteries that go along with this. The first is that you get to try and figure out who wrote which piece, and the second is that you get to vote and see if you would have also chosen Bach for the post. But there's a little twist, and I'm going to tell you that now because it's not too much of a surprise. But Bach was the last person they wanted for that job. They picked everybody else over him. But of course, if he hadn't gotten that job, we would have never had the amazing St. John Passion and St. Matthew Passion and B Minor Mass and all of the wonderful cantatas that he wrote.
And there's some associated events with the Bach Festival. Share that with us.
The Bach Festival is not just put on by Collegium Cincinnati, but we have a number of partners throughout the city who are also participating in the festival. On Sunday, October 16th, you can hear Musica Sacra under the direction of Brett Scott do an All-Handel-Fest, and that's at 3 p.m. at the Cathedral Basilica of the Assumption. And then the Bach Ensemble and Parish Choir of St. Thomas Episcopal out in Terrace Park will be doing a Bach Vespers on that same day at 5 p.m. We are also really excited that the Young Professionals Choral Collective on Wednesday, October 26th, are doing a concert called Sacred and Sublime. So this is all sacred music, literally going all the way back to Gregorian chant and moving up all the way through the gospel tradition today. And that will be in collaboration with Classical Roots Choir at Old St. Mary's Church in Over the Rhine.
I want to back up a little bit. Tell us about who is in the Collegium. Is it a fluid kind of membership in terms of who you mentioned, Manami White? Who are some of the singers who perform with you?
The reason that we call the group a Collegium, and this comes straight from Bach's day, is that it really means a college of people or a collection of people that come together to play music. And that's exactly what we are. So one of the things that's wonderful about Cincinnati is that there are so many phenomenal musicians that live in this town, live and work in this town. So we call upon a steady roster of musicians that really just excel at performing this type of music. So the personnel will change a little bit from concert to concert, but you'll see lots of familiar faces. And you'll see faces of people that you see playing around town in other concerts as well.
And as is the trend these days, the venues vary from the traditional and the expected to the unexpected and rather eclectic, which is a lot of fun.
Well, and you know, you have to remember that just because we call it classical music, it doesn't mean it was always meant to be in some sort of concert hall. If it's meant to be performed in a church, we'll perform it in a church, or in a concert hall, we'll perform it in a concert hall. But if it was meant to be heard in a coffee shop or a bar, that's where we're going to do it.
And that's where they were originally performed. Absolutely. We mentioned that the pace never lets up, and you're going to take a breather for a little bit until December, and I hope you're still standing when you go back out again in February. So give us a little preview of what's coming up.
We're really excited this December that we're going to be presenting a full-scale Messiah by Handel, of course, one of the most famous holiday pieces to be performed, and it has been performed every single year for more than 200 years. We're going to take our own unique stab at it, which will be with a choir of 16 phenomenal singers and a chamber orchestra in the beautiful Christchurch Cathedral. This is the way that Handel conceived the Messiah, to be done with a small ensemble, so you can hear every little detail of how this amazing music speaks. That will be on Sunday, December 11th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the beautiful Christchurch Cathedral.
And then you come back in February.
We do. We're back in February for something that we're doing for a second year in a row, which is our Cantata Fest. A cantata is a genre of music that was very popular in the Baroque and continues through today. But Bach really made this genre popular. And these are pieces that are 10 to 15 minutes long. They have a couple movements. They vary between choruses and solos. And we're going to be performing them with the Collegium Cincinnati Orchestra, but with choirs from all over the city. So we'll have the Cincinnati Boy Choir there, Christchurch Cathedral Choir will be singing, and the Xavier University Choir will be singing as well, and there might be some others.
Well, that's great. It sounds so exciting, and thank you so much for sharing this literally breathtaking season. Chris Eanes is Artistic Director of Collegium Cincinnati, and you can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.